Herman, he was short and fat, but the best clam digger out of Popham Flats. And he always said with a touch of pride, he could dig six barrels on a 10-foot tide. Now Mary Muggins, she was tall and slim, but she promised old Harry that she'd marry him. Now she kept delaying for to be his bride, 'cause they looked so simple sitting side by side. Now Harry Herman said, I won't wait. Quit your fooling and set the date. If we keep delaying, we could both be dead, and I know another woman up to Parker Head. Now Mary Muggins got into a stew. She really didn't know just what to do. But at last she said, I'll be your bride when you've dug six barrels on a 10-foot tide. Now Harry Herman, when the moon was full, gave his hoe a polish and his boots a pull. He took his skiff and was waiting around right on the spot when the tide went down. Now Harry Herman, he began to dig where the holes was thickest, the clams was big. And when the tide had reached its low, he'd filled three barrels and had three to go. Now Harry Herman, when the tide was slack, had two sore arms and an aching back. But he kept on a digging away like sin, because he had to get the clams for the tide come in. Now Harry Herman, when the tide returned, was seeing visions and his windpipe burned. When the tide got up to where he stood, he'd filled five barrels and filled them good. Now Mary Muggins, she began to shout, you can't dig clams when the tide ain't out. Quit your hollering, I ain't done yet. Well, I've dug 'em dry and I can dig 'em wet. Now Mary Muggins said, come in, please. Tide is rising up around your knees. Oh, let it rise around my neck. I want them clams and I'm short one peck. Now Mary Muggins, she screamed, come in. Tide is rising up around your chin. Well, you may not see me again alive, but I'll get them clams if I have to dive. Now Mary Muggins was about to pop, said, I'll marry you now if you'll only stop. But the only answer from down below was a little stream of bubbles that told her no. For Harriet, the next low tide was found, still standing on the spot right where he'd drowned. His hoe was tied in the both of his hands, and the pockets of his overalls was full of clams. Now when the moon is full and the tide is low, you can still see Harry in his ghostly hole. He never will stop, even though he died, till he's dug six barrels on a 10-foot tide.